following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to Refuge Devos here on a Wednesday. I'm here with Chase and Jess and Zion, right here, Zion, and Courage. And we are going to talk briefly about parenthood and intentional parenthood. These two over here are parenting these two little guys, and I have seen them grown up over the years, and they are amazing parents. And so I thought what we would do is just say, like, one thing, if you're a grandparent, what you could share with your parents or with your kids, or if you're a parent, what you could share with your kids, what's one piece of information you'd say in the area of intentional parenthood that you guys have made sure to do?
Well, I'll start actually with a quote from a book that was helpful for us too. But it was basically talking about how in this book, discipleship will always happen. But the question is if you're going to do it or someone else is going to do it. And I think that is something that we think about for sure too, where we want to be those who help give our kids a vision that is different than what the world gives. But at the same time, that exposes them to the beauty of the gospel. So I think that's kind of the heart of maybe what we do. And we don't always do it perfectly, especially me, but at the same time.
Especially me.
But I would say that that's always at the heart of it, is that we want our kids to be able to see Jesus and to know that he's real through the way that we love them and the way that we follow him and through our example.
Yeah, I love that idea that discipleship of your kids or your grandkids is always going to happen. It's just who's going to be the one discipling them. Is it the school? Is it the teacher? Is it the coach? Is it sometimes even, I remember as a high school youth pastor, I always felt like I'm only a small part of this equation. As when those kids go home, it's really the parents that have way more influence over a kid than I do. Jess, what about intentional parenthood? What do you think about that? What have you guys done?
I think there's so many things that our kids will find an interest in simply because we're interested in it. And so them observing us, like right now they're into making books, and so they're constantly making Bibles. So the things that we find interesting that we're talking about, even when we don't think that they're listening, that they're really listening. And so I think all aspects of our life, whether you're thinking, you're disciplining, you're playing, whether you think you're parenting or not, you're always being observed. And you'll watch different mannerisms that you're like, oh, that's totally me. But then you'll hear different words and you're like, ooh, that was me. Or, ooh, that was me. And like, they're actually watching. And so I think looking at them as not just in the moment, but seeing them, they're growing into adulthood. And so what kind of adults do we want to make them to be? And seeing discipline as an opportunity to shape, and not as like, oh man, I have to discipline. But yeah, you have an opportunity to shape them while they're still shapeable, and being able to see it as necessary, and it's going to happen. But a joy to be able to pour into them now and see them grow.
Totally. And you guys are doing an awesome job of that. Hey, Zion, what is your favorite day of the week when you guys all get together as a family? What do you guys do? Tell the camera.
Do Sabbath.
They Sabbath together. So as Jess said, living life out, and they're observing and they're watching you. The Acuna family Sabbaths one time a week or during the week, and the boys are getting to see that in their family, and they'll probably talk about it all their life and with their kids. There's that day that was so special to them where they would spend together time with the Lord and time away and time with the family. And so just one of those examples. I think you guys have done a great job of instructing and leading by example your kids. So anyways, thanks for being with us on Refuge Devo today. And thanks for the Acuna family dropping in and saying hello to us.
Hello, bye.
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 This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more,
no more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.